You're listening to There You Go with Jericho Keys on Southside Broadcasting.
She's dancing on the table with no shoes, a tattoo, show all clues of who she once loved.
Good afternoon. Jericho Keys here from our very own Narnia, Southside Broadcasting, for another delight of TYG. Before I start the show, I must apologise to anyone who came into the studio today, because normally, you know, I see me brogues, me pressed trousers, me Fred Perry shirts, me maybe sometimes a bit designer stubble, but no, today I'm in my tracksuit. That's because I'm working in a press company. That's correct, where I all my notes on the back of their press designs as well, so if they're down a few, I do apologise. Anyway, coming up in the show, we'll be speaking to a bass player, recording man, an all-round good egg, Rich, for Wait For It Ladies, of James Arthur Band, you know, of the X Factor. Yes, that telly programme. Well, he'll be joining us, and we'll be chatting about all things James Arthur Band, the X Factor, and Jodie Marsh. Looking forward to that, actually. We'll have Robert's recommendations coming up, hopefully. We're still awaiting his arrival, but the man never lets us down. Anyway, I know he's going to recommend this week. I've got my single of the week, an album review, Fisher and Park news, and the random song from the album Bible. But on Tuesday, it was John Winston Lennon will celebrate his 72nd birthday. So in true TYG fashion, it's only right we play what's been regarded as one of the best Beatles' powerful love songs, composed by Lennon for his missus. You can hear the feeling and emotion as he screams what Macca called a genuine plea. If you listen to the vocal take of that tune online, just the vocals, absolutely stands head and shoulders above anything else since. Can you believe he didn't like his own voice? He wanted to cover it in tomato sauce. So, we've all heard by now of Saltburn's new sensation, quickly becoming the North East's favourite son, James Arthur, who's been wooing the judges and audience throughout the country. Does that ring a bell? Well, we'll be conversing with him. We won't be conversing with him because he's in X Factor lockdown. That's correct. All that palaver. However, we will be getting to speak to Rich, the bass player, recording guy and friend of the man in question, to hear all about the band's profile now due to all this newfound publicity, their future plans, and if they wish their frontman every success, and do they expect to be taken on the journey if Mr. Arthur goes big time. We'll find out all that after the blues I used to sing him.
Lord have mercy on my soul.
Keys, the only presenter who brings music, Fishburne Park and Robert's recommendation to Southside Broadcasting every fortnight.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York, and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
So before that little ad break, we just heard James Arthur's band with the soulful R&B pop tune with a little dash of hip-hop. We sing the blues. But now we should be joined by Rich. Hello, Rich.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much.
I'm joined as well by Robert Nichols from Fly Me to the Moon and Shrug. Hello, Rob.
Hello, hiya.
He's just come late to the studio. He's just been rushing all around.
Johnny come lately. Yeah.
So first, Rich, I'd like to ask you, because it's not just you and James in the band, is there? There's other members. Who are them?
There's a guy called Jordan, who's our sturdy fellow at the back playing the drums, Mr. Jordan Swain, and there's Mr. Christopher Smalls on keyboards, and Jez Taylor on guitar, and obviously myself.
On bass?
Yeah.
So how did you all come to start working with James? Did James come to you, to approach you as a band, or did you all just jam together and you put his name out first?
What happened was James was pretty much working as a solo artist. He wasn't in a band at the time, and he was writing a lot of songs, lots of ideas and demos, and I've known him for quite a long time. And I asked him if he was interested at all in putting a live band together around the stuff he was already doing on his own acoustically, and he said, yeah, that sounds great. We'll get a couple of guys together in a room and see what happens. It was just out of curiosity and a bit of fun, there was no real direction as to where that was going to go, maybe do a handful of gigs or something for fun, and that was pretty much the aim. So everyone in the band knew James, but we didn't really know each other all that well, so he just pretty much got us all in a room and threw some songs at us, and we just kind of played them.
And on that occasion you had to pass the audition.
And for some reason, like usually in these kind of situations where you just put four or five strangers in the room, it kind of doesn't really work, but on this occasion it did, and Jordan started playing, and Chris did his thing, and Jez did whatever he does, and yeah, we just started playing songs, and it seemed to gel and come together quite quickly for some reason.
I do believe, Rob, that you've seen James Arthur perform before the X Factor took off.
Yeah, a couple of times. I was actually his judge.
You were Gary Barlow.
Yeah, and he's done a couple of battle of bands. It was a battle of bands that was organised by Weem at the, well, it ended up being at the Bongo in Middlesbrough, and he won it. It was last year now, I think. But obviously, you could see that the quality of his songs and of his voice and his presence as a performer, that's why he won the whole competition.
Did you always see his potential, Rich? And do you ever think that he'd actually go on shows such as X Factor?
As I said, I've known him longer as either a sound engineer or from recording his songs in the studio. I've always sort of believed that, given the right opportunity, that he could achieve something, whether it be on his own or as a songwriter or with a band. You're never really quite sure. And I've recorded quite a lot of songs with him, or for him, or whatever. And, I don't know. Obviously, the X Factor is a difficult one, but obviously it's enabled him to get his foot in the door, as it were. I suppose only time will tell whether or not it'll work out. Hopefully it will, in some way, for him. But I guess, you know, if you're just playing lots of local shows, desperately trying to make a name for yourself in some way, hopefully it's not going to be a bad thing.
So how do you and the band feel about him going on the X Factor? And if he makes it big time, has he promised you guys that he can come on the journey?
Well, it's obviously something that we get asked quite a lot. It is something we have talked about. As a band of him going on X Factor, we're not really too fussed about it, really, to be honest. He said, I'm going to go on audition for X Factor. You know, you take it relatively quite, yeah, okay, brilliant. I said, we kind of going back to what initially how we got together, it was five dudes in a room just trying to see what music they could put together and if it would work. And we've always tried to be about being having fun and being relaxed, because we've all been in bands before, and the thing we didn't want to do is that have that scenario where people get stressed or everything. We're just all about trying to be relaxed and just have fun with the music, really. So I'm going on X Factor is like, great, yeah, brilliant, superb, and we're all obviously behind him. And when he finishes on it, whether, you know, he wins or comes second or third or whatever, we'll just take it as it comes. If there's an opportunity for us all to work together in some way, you know, that'd be cool. But, you know, we've all got careers and lives and other things going on. This is obviously James's huge lifetime ambition thing. I suppose, you know, for the future, yeah, it's hard to say. So many different things could happen or something. But I know he does want to collaborate with lots of people, and he does want to have a good live show with a live band with good musicians and all that kind of thing. So whether or not, you know, that includes an opportunity for us, I don't know. But we'll just take it as it comes, I think.
I think you'll be the outfit for the job. I don't think he'll leave his roots behind.
I don't think so, no.
So what would happen to the band if that did occur and he found somebody else?
Well, that, you know, that'd be we'd all be like, okay, that'd be cool, you know. Maybe he might want to give us a ring at some point in the future and work on something, whenever that might be, when things calm down a little bit from being a pop star. I don't know. But, yeah, if you know, fair play to him. He's got a great opportunity if he gets the opportunity to go and work with a band in LA or something, and fantastic session musicians and all of that kind of thing, then, yeah, we're all behind him. Hopefully we'll all remain sort of friends and all that kind of thing. I suppose on the back of this whole journey, we're all learning a lot, all good and bad, about various different things. So even just the opportunity to have recorded 9 or 10 songs that we're all quite chuffed with, given the very limited amount of work we've put in on them, you know, we all feel quite proud of that. And the people that have listened to them, because obviously a lot more people have listened to them in the last couple of months than probably they would have normally. So even that, just them little things that you kind of would like to do as a musician, we've kind of managed to do. So even if, you know, James moves on and works with some brilliant, awesome band that's put around him and goes off songwriting, then, you know, fair play, we're all happy for him.
Yeah, do you think it's always been an intention to be a pop star, or do you think, because this obviously has been a great avenue, like you've said, to promote the actual band? Like, I'm sure you've seen your songs going from, like, so many hits to, like, absolutely over expectations over the last couple of months.
Absolutely. When we recorded a few songs initially, as you do with a band, you just record some stuff for people to listen to and try and get some more gigs and that kind of thing. And then when we re-entered the studio again to record some more, there was a definite emphasis on people are definitely going to listen to these a bit more. And it was a bit strange. I don't think any of us have ever felt that kind of, like, we need to try and make these as good as we can kind of expectation, because we knew a lot more people were going to listen to them. But not everyone's going to like them. That just comes with every kind of art, I think. But no one has said they've hated them. And the amount of people that have listen to them, although it's not, you know, huge amounts of people, people have sent us a lot of nice messages saying they've enjoyed the songs and they've enjoyed this particular song for whatever reason, or the guitar in that, and that is, it's quite, you know, it's an unexpected buzz that you don't sort of really think about.
The band's profile obviously has gone from strength to strength over the last couple of months, and yeah. I've seen that you've been shipping out t-shirts with James Arthur Band on with gold logos, and you've also had to take, was it James Arthur's phone number off the internet because we're getting phone calls of giggling girls?
Well, well, obviously when I set up our website, which was obviously back months ago when we were just a struggling band like everyone else, trying to get hold of promoters, doing a mixture of messed up R&B pop acoustic blues, there wasn't a huge amount of venues that we could really approach. So anyway, I obviously put the website together and I put an email address on there and my phone number, you know, as you do for promoters and various people to just get in touch. And I left that on there after the initial X Factor explosion. Not that many people got into contact with me, to be fair, but a few people did ring, and there was a couple of giggling girls and boys asking for James. I've since removed it because it is actually my mobile number I've had for years, and I don't really want it destroyed. So I've taken it off, but on the back of that, I have actually chatted to a few good people that text me every now and then ideas and questions and stuff. So, you know, you have made a few connections out of that, but, yeah, I've taken my mobile number off there.
I think it's a good job, really, because Rob's phone bill went through the roof because I think he was practically calling you all the time trying to speak to James. James, James!
Sing to me!
So, have you heard anything from James right beyond the X Factor? Still keeping contact regularly?
Yeah. I mean, we're just leaving him too, because obviously he's got a lot on, and he's got a lot of work to do, and who knows, all over the place doing interviews and... The boys from X Factor taking over Twitter for this and that and the other, so we're not really trying to bug him with too much stuff. Because obviously he's going on Saturday Night Live on the telly.
Yep.
So, yeah, we get the odd text and bits and pieces of whatever things that we might need to do or little bits of updates, but we're not speaking like every day or too much. We're just sort of leaving him to it, and then when he does eventually come home, then we'll catch up and try and put everything together in some sort of way. I don't know, make sense of it all.
You'll probably catch up and probably play a headline slot at Riverside Stadium, I'd say.
You never know.
I was hoping if you could shed some light on this little inquiry that I'd like to ask. The girl from Take Me Out, and I've just read in the paper today, it's been FaceTiming Jodie Marsh at half four at morning. What's all that about? Come on. Has he always been a charmer?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a 24-year-old guy in a band on the telly. But, I mean, I don't... The thing, the girl from the Take Me Out, I think that was an innocent situation. Played, you know, it's press, isn't it?
Well, what's a little snog between friends, eh?
Yeah, all of that. But I think what, you know, the like you do, because you can't smoke indoors anymore.
That
you've
is true.
Got to go outside, and where there's... lots of photographers taking pictures of people and then making stories about it, and I don't think there's really anything in that. Although my phone, I did get a number of texts and emails the next day. Oh, what's James doing with that girl? He should be marrying me. And all of that kind of carry on. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything there. But, yeah, I mean, who knows what's the Jodie Marsh thing. She's been tweeting him for a couple of weeks. How much he likes him and all this kind of thing. So I suppose only James can shed any light on what's going on with Jodie Marsh.
So at the moment we're just saying inconclusive.
Yeah. And she's bodybuilder, she'll eat him up.
Rob, any questions from yourself?
No, just it's amazing how these things happen, don't they? Because James tried to go on The Voice, didn't he?
Yeah.
And it's for you being in the band, it can only be good really, can't it?
It's not going to be bad. As I said, I think we're all just, if we can learn bits and pieces from it, maybe pick up a couple of contacts, or, you know, all that kind of thing, then it's going to be pretty good for everybody in the long run, we hope. So, yeah, you know, you go from desperately trying to get some gigs and have fun to crazy amounts of emails, people only ask you to come and play in Portsmouth and Switzerland and all sorts of things. It's a bit... Yeah, it is.
A bit different to go to being asked if you play on Southfield Road.
Yeah.
Dr. Brown's.
Yeah.
The big question, Rich, is can he win it?
Can he win it?
Will he win it? Can he win it? Will he win it?
I think he's totally capable of winning it. I think everybody on there is capable of winning it. Good or bad, whether people like them or not, whether they're favourites. But I think everybody on there is capable of winning it. James, most certainly. Whether or not you will is a totally different matter. There is some good acts on there and a couple of good singers that are really, really good. I suppose it's all down to, you know, it's a popularity contest really at the end of the day. I suppose it depends on how it all plays out over, you know, the coming weeks and all that kind of thing. But yeah, of course, he's more than capable of winning it. I think he's got a few things that he'll surprise people with. Because obviously everybody's done one live show and bits and pieces on the judges' houses and boot camp and all of that. I think there's a few sides to him that nobody's really sort of seen yet, and that might be a funny side. There's obviously his own songs that he's written that nobody's really sort of experienced yet on the show. So it depends on how what he's allowed to do, what he's allowed to get away with.
Well, we're getting a glimpse of the romantic side, aren't we, with the ladies?
Yeah. he likes a romantic ballad. He likes a weepy song.
Well, let's hope that he actually gets to play some of your own songs on the live shows.
That would be awesome. Whether or not it'd be, you know, in whatever format, if he did something that we've worked on or whatever, that'd be a bit surreal. But you know, it'd be great.
So, Rich, how can people hear the tunes, and how can people keep up to date with everything that's going on with you and the band and James?
The best place to go to is our website, which is www.jamesarthurband.com. And on there, I try to keep a little news blog of various bits and pieces once a week or whatever, and that'll link you to our Facebook page and our Twitter account, and there's all of our songs on there that you can listen to. So if anybody is interested, then they can pop along to there and check out what's going on.
Well, thank you very much, Rich. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you.
You too.
And I hope if James does make it big time, he takes all you boys with him.
Let's hope so.
And we hope to catch you headline the Riverside very soon.
That would be fun.
It would be fun. We've just heard The Blues I Used to Sing 'Em. Would you like to introduce the next song, please?
Yes, this is the James Arthur Band, and this is a song called If You Let Me.
You keep